on Papa Joe Talk.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my God, it's Friday already? About time to end that work week with us. You know what you're listening to? Oh, yeah. Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, tonight's going to be a great show, only because Decaf's in the house.
My shit is on now.
What's up?
Yes.
But we'll get to more of that in a bit.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we need you to play along. If you're listening live, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, join us in the chat room, open up that window for the cam. We'd love to chat with you. We'd love to hear from you. Converse with us. Studio engineer is making some weird hand gestures. I have no clue what he wants. We're ignoring him for a moment. We also want everybody to remember that if you're not live and you're listening to us in the archive or the podcast or whatever, what are you doing? Oh, I know what he wants. Okay. Studio engineers are great. Everybody thinks they can do their own show. No, I'm kidding. Some people just like real talk and other people like hair metal. So, what I was going to say, though, is if you want to contribute to the wagon, go ahead and send us an email, radio@spankwagon.net. And, of course, for those of you who have a telephone and pay the bills, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. We'll give that a few more times tonight. All right. I'm your host, Trencher. Let me get that other mic on again to the gum chewer.
I'm not going to.
I'm all professional.
That's
all right. Since when have we ever been professional here?
Never. Not once. And this gum is fucking dry as shit, so I don't go.
How does gum get
no
dry?
Flavor. Well, not dry. It's no flavor. I mean.
Do you ever get that jaw hurt? You chew gum for so long, your jaw just hurts.
You ever have it where it just disintegrate? Like juicy
I've
fruit?
Never had juicy fruit disintegrating when you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, this shit just turns to fucking pure sugar.
It was like the zebra stripe gum. You remember zebra gum?
Yeah, those things are awesome.
Right. It would you chew it, and then all of a sudden it would just.
Just go.
It would just disintegrate. I thought matter was neither created nor destroyed, and this literally liquefied. And then if you kept on chewing it, it came back.
Yeah. Good stuff. I'll be right back.
Phone's ringing, or he's got a bathroom break. He's going to spit the gum out. I now made him self-conscious. Wasn't the intention, my friend. All right. So, wow. Again, I'm your host, Trencher, and you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, probably one of the worst internet radio shows ever, but, you know, we'll lie and say it's the best.
It is the best, and I'm not lying. Sort of. A little bit.
Well, you know. You know, it's got to be pretty bad when, Murphy doesn't even want to show up anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I'm waiting for you to just not show up anymore, and you're like,
no, I'm gonna
you'd be like, I got to wash my hair, dude.
Oh man, dude! I gotta pluck my chin hairs tonight. Dude. I can't make it.
I know I'm bald, but you see, I gotta pluck the hairs to make it bald. You know, it's not just shaving, man.
I need a shiny bald. I need a shiny bald look.
Like Chief, the old Chief used to have.
Where's the Chief? The Chief's still over there.
Chief
though,
is still in Romania. Actually, he's beating out all of our bets.
I didn't bet on him.
You didn't bet against him or for him?
No, I didn't bet either way.
Oh, wow. I guess the only way to win is not to play.
That's right.
Damn. So tonight, tonight I got a lot of good stuff. We're going to go more news and talk-centric again tonight. Last week, you know, we had the Carey sisters on, and they plugged their show 500,000 times. I'll tell you what, dude. I don't know how many more times they could plug their show, but it was like a running gag was just being ran into the ground.
And so it just, yeah, it was an overkill.
Oh, it totally was. Hey, I got a phone call already. What the hell's this? Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Let's try that again. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Well, apparently, no one's there. Let me just busy out my lines and clean them up. There we go.
We got the mystery calls.
The mystery caller.
The mystery caller.
I'm caller one.
Hi, I'm Spank Wagon's number one fan.
I want to be.
I'm Spank Wagon's only number one.
Number one in this case, meaning the first to admit it. We want to point out to everybody, Spank Wagon Radio, you know, we do try to keep our channels open. And like I said in the intro, you can call us.
Yes. Please call. Yeah,
I'll let the brother do the begging.
Please. Just pick up the phone.
Every caller gets a free copy of the final call.
Damn, I don't think the phone's going to be ringing out there. He's like, man, I just paid $1 for that shit.
See, you know, that's the mistake. You give him a dime, and they'll take it.
Now, if I pimp out Farrakhan, you think he's going to come down and give me a gold toilet and shit? Get the final call.
No, but he'll take a crap in your toilet. It is Farrakhan, after all.
You get the Farrakhan CD, the gospel CD, and the self-help video that he had.
Self-help video. That's why it's number one publication in prisons. Self-help. No, I'm being really rude. All right, so here's how it works. Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257. We also would love to hear from you. We have our good old-fashioned email. The email being radio@spankwagon.net. And, of course, well, there's the chat room and all that good stuff. So spankwagon.net, go into our chat room. Matter of fact, let me launch that thing right now.
Oh, you can make a full sentence about Murphy around, huh?
You're noticing. Okay, so it isn't me. I thought it was just me, and I thought I was just being picky, because I get really picky about stuff. You know, uh-huh. I'm really anal retentive about things like that. And, you know, I thought it was me that wasn't able to get a complete sentence out. Do you feel like you're able to get a complete sentence out?
Well, Murphy's here. Fuck no.
Okay. So this should be one of the most intellectual shows we've done in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's called his ass out of the air. I don't give a shit.
Damn. Well,
he better not be mad if he is.
I don't think he'll ever listen to the podcast.
Nah. he won't.
You know what? Honestly, I know for a fact none of the hosts listen to the podcast when they're not here.
Well, I started it like...
No, you know what, though? It's hard to listen to the podcast because... And I'll say this from a host perspective, not necessarily from a listener, because I do listen to a lot of different podcasts out there, but it's hard to listen to my own show that I'm involved in. And, you know, so, I mean, and I'm saying that as my show, as in our show. Don't get all pissy, people. But, I mean, in the fact that, yeah, so you missed a week, you just missed it.
It's like work.
Exactly.
It's like a day of work. That's what it's like. It's like a day of work.
You know, so, next Friday you're going to be there. you know next Friday it's all good, and you'll pick right up where you left off, getting interrupted by Murphy. Oh, we love you, Murph.
Yeah, no,
if you are listening to the podcast by miracle or live, even by a bigger miracle, we love you. So
what is he doing? He's sucking the boss's dick?
I guess that falls under the same category as hardware upgrades. Well, you know, I got a text message earlier today from him. So let me bring up the exact note of the text message.
Hey, guys, I won't be able to make it.
Funny. Hey, I'm not going to be at the show tonight. And then what do I get out of that? Work issued.
Work issue.
Dude, no punctuation. Work issued.
Work issued.
I don't know if that meant work
is that?
Issued anything. Issued. I don't know.
Work issued.
I don't know.
Work issued when? Man, this is pretty nice, man.
Oh, it's great, but it's bulky. I got to get that mogul, what Murphy has for work. That one's sweet.
So how much does that cost? Or you have to, or is that a different company?
I think that's sucking off someone else's boss, but no, it's the mogul, which is the PPC. We've talked about it before, the 6800. Through Sprint, $530, $550, damn, something like that.
So it was just as much as that. Oh, yeah, the iPhone dropped. That's
the iPhone dropped. The iPhone's now cheaper, but I don't want to go to AT&T.
Just say Murphy's not going to get a discount. His.
Well, no, Murphy got the mogul for free.
No, I mean on the iPhone.
Oh, well, no. He's not. Not the way he bought it. No, he's not. He's definitely not going to get a discount the way he bought it.
I mean, how does it work? You have to have the receipt. I mean, or you have to have the box you bought, the proof of purchase.
Actually, what's interesting is he may end up getting a refund, only because of how they are starting to issue the refunds, but it's considered store credit, $100 worth of Apple iTunes store credit.
Oh, Apple iTunes.
So I don't know. And what they're doing is they're actually texting people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they'll text his number or not, but if they do, he's got $100 worth of free iTunes.
Well, that's pretty nice.
You know, I mean, that's better than handing out a $100 check.
Yeah.
I saw a great hysterical article on it's called BB Spot. They do a lot of satire and parody kind of stuff, talking about Macintosh Lisa owners wanting at least $7,000 back on a $9,000 computer. That that I think sold all of like seven.
Ooh.
It was like the disaster before the Macintosh launch. You know, they put all their money into Apple, Mac, and they took it out of the Lisa budget for the Apple. So. Let's see what else we got going on.
Well, let's see. What's something else to that? What was I going to ask? God damn it. The iTunes store. Now, it's a $100 credit where you can buy, like, an iPod or equipment, or is it only, like, songs and...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just the iTunes store. That'd be bitching if you could buy, like, $100 worth of actual hardware.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
nice. I mean, because those Bluetooth, they're Apple-looking Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe. I know they have this really neat-looking charger that plugs in. You plug your phone into it, and you can also then plug your Bluetooth headset, an Apple Bluetooth headset, into it as well, and it charges both at the same time.
Damn. Not bad.
Yeah. There's one.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. There's one Bluetooth though I saw that really kicks ass. It's this one, goes over the ear, but it has this little peg in it that sits on your jaw. And what it does is it picks up the vibration through your jaw along with your voice audio, and it sends a very, very clear, very clear audio over your phone. The kicker part about it is, though, it is expensive. Yeah. But the guy I know, Akari, one of our listeners and sometimes contributor, he's been in the studio a few times. He has one, and he drives around in a Mazda Miata with the roof down all the time, right?
Damn.
Wind noise and everything, you can still hear him crystal clear.
Fuck.
So
that's
nice. Yeah, it's a very nice Bluetooth headset. So, speaking of phone calls, just shitty transition here. So, do you get telemarketing calls anymore?
No, I must admit, that list.
It works.
That list really works, man.
I have somehow fallen off of that damn list.
And you know when you fall off the list because all these calls start coming in, and I read, did the list, it expired. I know it expired not so long ago. So then I, redid it, and ever since I redid it, like, the calls are coming in. It was like a big rush of shit. It's like, oh, fuck.
No, keep going.
Oh, he started like, oh, fuck, all these people just got free on this shit. Yeah. Send the calls. God damn, he's back in the list.
How does your wife handle those telemarketing calls? Does she give them to you?
No.
Okay, my wife today runs to me. Mark, you've got a phone call. It sounds important. Who is it? Ameritrade Financial.
No.
That's a telemarketer, honey. What? Well, take it anyway.
Fuck.
Hello. Hello. I am calling for Ameritrade Financial. I don't want it. Oh, son, we have got a special offer for you today. Click.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to train my wife that not every phone call that is for me is really for me. Hey, we got a caller, by the way. Okay. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello. I just thought I would discuss. You were mentioning the iPhone and how you didn't want to get an iPhone because it was an AT&T thing.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming you've been seeing all of the releases about the iPhone unlocking software that's being widely distributed all over the planet.
I've heard a lot about it. There's a lot of hardware unlock that you could literally explode your phone. There's source code for an iPhone unlock that's out now.
There's actually some downloadables now that you just run the thing. It only runs on a Windows machine from what I've briefly read, but apparently it will just unlock the phone and that's it. The only thing that does not work, according to the posts I've read, are the visual voicemail. I don't know what that is, but apparently that feature is only supported by AT&T. It's not a standard phone feature.
All right. Now, the iPhone is actually a GSM phone, and the GSM phone means you can pop in your own SIM. So there's also SIMs that are starting to come out now that'll also have the software or whatever's needed to unlock the phone or ignore the AT&T only rule.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. Do you yourself have an iPhone?
Do I?
No. Yes.
No, I don't have an iPhone.
And why not?
I had a cell phone in 1992, I think.
Wow, and how old was,
it was a flip phone.
Ooh, what carrier was around in 92?
Was it the Miami Vice version?
You have no idea how bizarre it was
hand
in 92 to have a phone. No one had a handheld cell phone. Bag phones, maybe. Car phones, the traveling salesman. The big Motorola walkie-talkies, you remember those?
The brick.
Yeah. No, this was the size of a small cordless phone.
What?
And people would look at you and they'd be like, what is that? It's a phone.
Isn't
really. I mean, what is it? It's a phone. And then they'd look at me like, are you dumb? Where do you live? That phone can't reach. Where do you like live across the street or what? No, it's a cell phone. It works right here. It works anywhere in town.
And what's the first question once they figure it out?
Well, they look at it and then their eyes get real big. What? And it's always the same question. Can I make a call? Can I call someone with it? Just one? And it's the same conversation every single time. Hey, Joe, guess what? I'm talking to you on a cell phone. And I'm like, God, I just wasted like $2 worth of time for him. He's talking to him on a cell phone.
How much was it a minute back then?
Oh, God. I got a really good deal on the phone, which probably ended up getting a salesman fired as a result, I think.
Nice.
That's a different story. But that service actually wasn't too bad. It was about $45 a month.
Damn,
and you got 10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
The additional minute was either 50 cents or a dollar.
Wow.
Damn,
yeah.
That's like,
and that was
that's like roaming.
Too, so let me tell you, you didn't give your phone number to just anybody, because anytime somebody called you, that was costing you real money.
Damn.
So, yeah, you all think that it's a ripoff to be getting only like 400 minutes a month and having to pay an astonishing dime a minute after that. So I'm jaded on cell phones. I've already been there, done that, not terribly interested. I've learned that I can live with a phone and I can live without a phone, and I think that's something a lot of people need to figure out.
Yeah, it gets kind of hard. Well, I guess lately, I used to just would fucking rush home and shit or turn around the car if I wasn't too far from home to come back and get it. But like lately, if I forget, I'm just like, oh, fuck it. If it's important, they know where I'm at. They'll find me somehow.
What messes with me is the people that use them for wristwatches. How many people you see wonder what time it is? They reach into their pocket, pull out their cell phone, and look at the clock on the cell phone.
Guilty. Absolutely guilty of doing that.
I've seen Trent do it.
I'll do it if I forget my watch.
Because there's times where I just don't want to wear a watch.
Yeah.
But Trent, are you considering getting an iPhone now that you have the possibility of not being tied down to the evil of AT&T?
You know, the possibility is now definitely there because I have been drinking a little more of the Kool-Aid. My deal is, though, with AT&T, it's purely political for myself. The fact that AT&T has been giving information to the NSA and allowing them to spy. And that includes our cell carriers. That includes data carriers. That's everything AT&T can offer a person. So, yeah, maybe. Who knows? I know T-Mobile's the only other carrier here in the United States.
Well, I think that what you've been reading in the papers is not overblown. It's probably actually vastly understated.
Oh, but yes.
You don't totally understand. I know someone that used to work for the phone company.
Really?
Yes. And this person was able to, well, they weren't the one that actually did it, but they were the one that saw the paperwork for it. It used to be that they could turn on your phone, as in make your phone answer while it was on the hook. This means they could bug any house that had a phone in it.
You know, some of that I can believe, some of that I cannot.
That's authentic.
I have a hard time believing that they can enable your phone when it's a physical hook.
When it's on the hook.
But that's a physical connection.
The physical connection only provides the dial tone. They wouldn't give you the dial tone. They'd only open up the incoming end. And they could actually hear who is in the house.
So,
and apparently they can still do that with cell phones. I don't know the details of that. That's long after this person.
Here's what I challenge you then, because I know that you know a ton about, you know, wire circuitry, electronics, and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know how to make a phone work without there being a real true dial tone or a real true, you know, being hooked up to a POTS line.
Yeah.
Can you do that and tape it and send it to me?
You mean just take a regular analog phone and record with it while it's on hook?
Yes.
Well, I could give it a try. I suppose I don't have an analog phone.
You do that. You do that, and we will, you know, I will find one for you. Because I still know people back there. I now have in my bedroom a rotary phone, and I'm so happy with it. I have.
Because you can really hang up on somebody.
Oh, and with style.
I love that shit, God, man. Dang. God damn it. That's the thing I hate about regular the new phones now, though, and cordless and all that shit. You can't hang up. You hit the button now. Boop. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, that's just fucking, you know, back in the day, boy.
Back
you
go, in the day, you're like,
slam the phone where they can hear the ringing.
Yeah, get their ears are ringing afterwards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fuck you. Ka-ching!
And then you realize you just broke your fucking phone. Yeah. But actually, you couldn't break it, man. Those things were tougher. I mean, it was. Bakelite was cheap and cracked and split. So you knew a Bakelite phone. But, man, if you had a Western Electric,
yep,
a real honest to God Western Electric phone, you could beat children. You could beat the dog. You could beat yourself. You could beat walls, studs, cars, nails, hammers, everything with that thing. And it, I mean, it was a hammer. It was huge. So, yes, that's my challenge. Then you, Vert.
Oh, I will give it a shot.
And get it videotaped, and then I'll throw it up on the wagon and YouTube, and you know, we'll finally prove that, yes, in fact, you can do that. So that means you have to figure out a way. Now, this is the challenge on you. I'm laying it all on you.
Don't get us killed by the Bush administration.
America. America.
It isn't so much the technological challenge of trying to do the recording.
It's proof.
Working out the phone system, because I don't know how they do the... They do something really weird with only having two wires to conduct two different conversations, you know, the audio in both directions without mm-hmm. feedback. And I haven't played with that before.
Well, time to break out some phone freaking stuff and get to work, man. So, Avert, you want to hang with us? Well, actually, you're probably calling the toll-free number, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can you make free calls?
Well, I'm calling... What do you mean make free calls?
In other words, do you have free long distance on your phones, any of your phones, like cell or not? Damn, I'd say give us a call on the regular number and join us for the rest of the hour.
The man just said he didn't have a cell phone.
Well, no, he does. I know he does. He just doesn't use it.
Oh, I can't. I have a cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, see, you try to be all like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. Magnum. Yeah. I don't got a phone.
I don't need no phone. They're fucking everybody.
They got me a new phone, and it was attempting, I think, to put the fear of God
right, you got an iPhone,
using
don't you,
when
man.
It wasn't necessary because... They were so ridiculously cheap because they were. I'm the only one that's on U.S. cellular because Verizon does not work where I work, not at all.
Damn.
But they're all on Verizon, and so they don't have free long distance. So they were freaking out that I was going to run up this huge phone bill calling. I'm like, I've called you like 10 times in the last 6 months. I don't think you have to worry about it.
As a matter of fact, I've seen Vert's phone, it's like the 4-line analog Nokia. I had that phone in 88.
The box of Tic Tacs with buttons on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my best phones was the like the big Motorola ones with the big flip.
Mm-hmm.
And the antenna. Those were some of
the
best phones.
Those were nice phones. And a matter of fact,
analog, yeah.
I remember when the StarTAC came out, the first flip phone actually came out, the true flip phone, not just the one with the cover.
Mine was the one with the cover.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first, the Motorola StarTAC, the 400 and the 800, the 400 had LEDs, but the block LEDs.
Yeah.
And then it got to LCD a couple of generations on.
Yeah.
But I remember a guy at work named Kyle Larson, one of the other sales managers where I worked. He was so happy to get one. He paid $800 for that bad boy.
Ooh.
And it was pure analog, but it was a true flip phone.
Damn.
And it was small. Like for 1998, 1997,
This is how many years after that phone of mine? Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that was way after. But yours, again, was just the cover was flip phone.
You have no idea what this phone was. This thing ran on a little battery. It was the size, like I said, of a large pager. People thought that I worked for the railroad. They thought it was a one-way voice pager or that I was a cop because the cops and the railroad workers had those huge things that would hang in their belts and pull them down like a plumber's belt or something.
No, that was the donuts.
But this phone had a 4-line backlit a digital display. You could program in 100 numbers into it and put names on them. It had speed dial, a backlit keypad, all sorts of things that no other phone would have for the next 5 years.
Now, let me ask two questions here, Vert. First off, what brand was that phone?
It was a Ericsson GE.
Thought so. It had to have been Ericsson. Secondly, how did you break it?
With a hammer.
Yeah. Before then, when you got it to forget how to be charged. You taught your phone
to not
get charged.
Oh, yeah. That
I love
the
story.
Very interesting. This is back in the day when, you know how the old hardware, you know, dishwashers and things, you know, you'd open them up on the inside and there would be like a schematic on the inside to tell you how to fix the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how all owner's manuals used to be. They always were that way to start with. This phone was that way. The manual that came with my phone was the manual that tells the cell provider in your area that you take the phone to how to program it. Because no one has those manuals yet. It's not like they go in back and get out the telephone book and open up to your page and find the information. You have to provide it, so it's in the owner's manual.
And this is a long time before the actual phones were identifying the way they were now, to where they just punch in the numbers and then boom.
Oh, no. It had the ESNs even way back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the phone, we'd turn it on, and it would boot, basically. In 3 or 4 seconds, the screen would flash, and it would be up and going. During that time, the manual says you press something like 369 or something like that, and it would come up and it would display a couple of pieces of information called the short NOM. Mm-hmm. It was the phone serial number, and which, if you were on the A system or the B system, there's two different cell phone systems and something else.
But well, you kept playing with it.
Yeah, I found out that if you typed the numbers and you missed one of the digits, the instant you pressed that digit you missed, the screen would flash and it would finish booting. I thought, no, wait a minute. That means that I can tell when I've hit a bad code. So I tried 937, I think. So I tried 936, and it would flash as soon as I hit the 6. 935, 934, or 936. And when I hit that 6, it didn't flash. Like, I'm onto something. That's a valid code, must begin with 936. Well, it turns out to be 936885. I still have that number embedded in my head. That opens up the long knob. That's 100 settings you can play with, including the phone serial number, the channel it's on, how much power it's transmitting, whether it's on or off, whether it's receiving or not, what channel you're receiving on.
So in other words, you had full control of the telephone itself.
Full control of the cell phone in every possible respect.
Every way.
I could butt in on your conversation. I could answer your phone if I wanted to, and I did that on a couple of occasions.
All he'd need is your number and your...
Yep, change your phone number.
It was ESN number?
You could change the ESN if you wanted to, even.
That is
so illegal nowadays.
There used to
That's referred to as cloning phones. Yep, they really get on... That phone, even to have that feature in it, accessible from the keypad, was illegal.
Well,
that phone
now,
should have never had that ability.
Now.
Because that is supposed to be burned into the phone. You're not supposed to be able to change that.
So you could change it to anybody's number and ask.
Well, I got that phone at the same time as a friend of mine got his, and I said, hey, check this out. And we're at his house, and I said, dial your cell phone. And he dials his cell phone from his home
and
phone, and both of our phones
rang.
Nice. And I answered his phone. Did you do that?
Oh, dumb question. So you probably found these numbers, and you, how did you end up, and we got to wrap this up here soon because we got to go to a break, but...
One of the NOMs was what's called a pigeonhole. It's basically you access it to read it, to look at it, but that isn't what it's there for. It's there for it's a switch. And just the act of asking what it's set to does something. And what it did is it set the point where my phone recognized low battery. And unfortunately, at that time, my phone had a full charge. And so I was not able to get it turned on and kept turned on for long enough to be able to get the battery discharged back down to reset it. So the phone had about 5 minutes of battery life before it would just shut itself off due to low battery.
Because it was, even though it was fully charged, it didn't know.
The only way I could have fixed that is if I had attached, and I called up Ericsson GE and they were very nice to me. I even told them what I'd figured out with the phone, and they're like, you really should be playing with it. he says the only way you're going to fix that is to put it back in the programming jig that we programmed the phones with originally to provide power with it and override the low power and then drop down the power and reset it. So there's no way you can do that.
There's not enough time.
No way to do it.
Oh, well. So.
All right.
You're not getting an AT&T phone yet, or an iPhone yet.
Nice slip. No, I'm not. But you know what? When it does fully open up, and Apple's ID, Apple's telling the hackers, well, it's not saying no, but it's not saying
yes. I think they're using
yes.
it for publicity. That's my personal take on it. Is I think that they, because Apple is known for making things ridiculously well locked down, like the iPod. People have cracked the iPod after months and months of stuff, but they don't really have it effectively cracked. This was too easy. I cannot believe that this was not planned. That they They basically wanted to get out the push to create the hype that everyone wanted and had to have an iPhone, and they were selling 100% of every phone, you know, as soon as they hit the store.
Well,
sold.
I think I know why it was like this with the iPhone, and I think it has everything to do with the fact that the iPhone could not be a single-carrier phone and still be successful. So they had to leave it somewhat manageable and open in that way, so that way when they got overseas, whether they used, what is it, Vodafone or who knows who, overseas, they don't have as much struggles.
Well, I think that they just did it as a matter of generating the hype, because right now, 2 months ago, before the iPhone was cracked, basically, the one reason that you had for not getting the iPhone was what? AT&T, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
So they took all of the market of all of the people that could live with AT&T, and they sold it for $600. Now that they've gotten the $600 phone into everybody's hands, it mysteriously gets cracked to the point where you are now a customer. They've just opened up a whole new market.
For $400.
So what you mean by cracked, meaning that you could take it to your provider?
Unlocked.
It's unlocked.
Yeah. Oh.
They've just, by doing that, by allowing that to happen, and in my opinion, deliberately making it easy enough to occur within that time frame, I think that they did this on purpose, because they've just opened up a whole new market. They probably expanded their market by 40% by that unlocking being released.
Okay. Now, here's one thought, just something to kind of throw out there. What about the fact that there was a law passed last year that said that phones have to be able to be unlocked and used on any provider that the customer or the technology and the customer, so, you know, that it matches. In other words, if a customer wants to take a GSM phone to another GSM provider, they can. If a customer wants to take a CDMA phone to another CDMA provider, they can. And that the phone companies...
I'm sure that's part of it. But every iPhone that's sold is probably getting a kickback from AT&T as a result of the phone being bound to AT&T. So right. Apple is getting money from AT&T out of this deal for every phone they sell. And because it's still technically being sold locked, AT&T is still paying them this money. Obviously, if they were selling the phone... where it wasn't bound to AT&T, they wouldn't be getting the kickbacks.
That's probably true.
Be seeing these iPhones not for $500 or $600, but for more like $800 or $900.
That is true.
They're getting the money. Part of this ploy was to get money from AT&T, and part of it was to expand their customer base. And they're doing it at the same time, which is really, you know, getting the best of all worlds.
Sounds like it. All right, Vert. Well, thank you very much for the call in, and you have a very wonderful evening. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Wow.
Well, that's what I'll try to get to. Being cracked. Okay. Say if I got a iPhone and with the, you know, with being cracked, I can walk over to Verizon and connect it or no?
Or what? Not Verizon, exactly? Because Verizon's a different provider.
Okay. So I can go then. So I have to go to a place that will accept the iPhone. That's what I'm trying
to
get
out of. You have to go to a place that accepts GSM.
Okay, GSM, okay. Which is, you said the only other one is T-Mobile?
T-Mobile, I believe, is the only one in the United States that does that.
Okay. So that's why I want to know exactly what I mean by crack. If it, you know, okay, so you can take it to another provider.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. And big ups to Vert for calling in and sharing that. Because, you know, I love just chatting with the guy and all the stuff he's phone hacked and stuff like that and all the computer stuff he does. I tell you what, we'll get to this after the break. I'll tell you about one of my urges I've been having lately. Very weird urge. Want to remind everybody, and I'm an idiot tonight too, more than normal. Check out our chat room, irc.slashnet.org, /spankwagon. I was in the...
Pound the spank, baby, pound the spank.
I was in the completely wrong room. We also want to hear from you. We'd love to have your phone calls. And remember, we have a $20,000 phone system, which means I can hold multiple callers in the same talk.
That's just really
so
20,000.
If Vert was here, I could take another caller. It's really nice. It's not a one caller at a time deal anymore, folks. But I went into the wrong chat room. I forgot it was Spankwagon. I went to LV Rocks one. it's #Spankwagon. Of course, give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Man, I'm a mess up. You know what? I bought a new CD. I'm going to blast some KMFDM tonight, first break. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. We want to hear from you.
Are you sure you were listening to Spankwagon Radio?
You may have been listening to something else. We appreciate it all the same. Just making sure everything's good. All right, we'll be back. Just a bit. Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, I'm Trencher.
And I'm Decaf, Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy. Is.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Big What's Daddy. Up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me turn on some mood lighting.
No, turn on the one of the lights here. Hey, Spank Wagon Radio, you can learn more about us by going to spankwagon.net. Now that I finally figured out how to use a chat room, it's your turn to figure out how to use a chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link. That'll bring you into our chat room. You can also check out the video, but, you know, yeah, let's just get the video going. Nothing much on, it's just us. But we're good enough to be in the chat
That's
room.
That's right.
So we'll get that running for you, folks.
Teeth.
Big thanks, Matt. Props to Vert for calling in. We do appreciate the call. And speaking of calls, man, we got another one coming in, so let's figure out who this is. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Spank Nuts, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, guys. Just a listener calling in to tell you guys, good show.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening since earlier this year.
Who is this?
And,
can we get your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
My name is Don, New York.
All right. Hey, awesome, New York.
Damn, nice.
Yeah, by the way, you get more callers if you actually, because I'm a podcast listener.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a pothole.
A pothole.
Let them know what time the show's on. I had no idea, so I called Papa Joe and accidentally referred to him as Papa John. So he thought I wanted a freaking pizza.
What? Anyway, I can see it too. I'm Papa Joe Chevalier. Would you like an anchovy?
Is Big Daddy freaking collector there? Did he show up, or is he still having a watermelon ectomy?
Oh, fuck me. What? That's due to me, though.
Wow, that's awesome. No, Big Daddy Decaf sitting right across from me.
Excellent. Good, good, good to have him back.
Watermelon.
Yeah, and the best episode since I've been listening was, I believe you guys were the show where, Ian, didn't you drink the shit that made you sick? Like soda and
Which one? It was the Jones.
It was
a sugar-free.
Okay, was it the Red Bulls or the energy drinks?
Yeah, and it was an energy drink. You mixed it with something, and it made you, you know, you had to wait a little while, and then it was cold enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, that didn't get included, but I guess that's hard to put into the best of episode.
Yeah, that one was an all-show bit where they just kept downing him throughout that half of the show.
Yeah, that one, and then I don't know if you heard the one with the Jones soda.
Oh, yeah, the holiday packs of Jones soda. What we'll do is we do it every year because have you seen those, the holiday editions?
Probably not yet. I've only been about a half a year with you guys.
No. It's been around way before us. But Jones Soda, they set out these holiday editions where they create a soda that tastes like, in this case, it was turkey dinner. So you had turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberries, which is normal. But you also had Brussels sprout flavored soda.
Oh, that's got to be nasty.
That was beyond nasty.
Only Metro Boy would want to drink that stuff.
which one did Murphy in? Because Murphy did something.
Oh, everybody,
he was done.
Everybody got done in by the Brussels sprouts because it smelled like butter.
Yeah,
it was fizzy butter.
Because I got through that one. Okay, the tasty one was okay. Now the other one with the the sugar free energy drinks, that was fucking bad.
Well, you had to
that
stop was, at Walmart and poop.
I had to stop. Yes.
By the way, Oat Shit in our chat room says that you can find the Jones Soda holiday packs at your local Target store.
Oh shit! All year long.
Only during the holidays because they're special edition. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Thanks for that advice because, you know, that's one thing that I guess we don't make that connection to is we assume we're live. Maybe we just don't make that connection, but thank you for that insight.
Yeah, you should make a little announcement on your little weekly gig. And Murph's not in the house tonight?
Nope, no Murph.
No Murph.
Yeah,
the girls were a little lame last week. I think Murph really pissed the one off, the one that was on the far end.
Uh-huh.
She was like really quiet and timid. And she, at one point, she even said, jerk.
Dirk?
Jerk.
Jerk. She actually said a jerk. No.
No, it says jerk
a spank wagon.
Yeah,
so it's a jerk.
You guys ever get called as jerk, but you know, she had to mumble it. She was like, jerk. Replay the episode.
We're used to the fucking jerk. All right, thanks for the
call. Hold on. Don't go yet.
I wanted to let you know that your $20,000 phone system actually worked.
Just make sure on the site, Leave your address so I can send you some watermelon and some fried chicken.
Oh, Jesus.
And tell Murph I want some porn.
All right.
All right.
All right, dude.
Thank you. All right. Cool. We got an awesome use of the $20,000 phone system. And awesome nice. That a podcast listener called in.
Yes.
Also in the chat room, why don't we just do it real quick. We used to do mad props to everybody who showed up in the chat room. Maybe we'll do them a little later tonight. So if you want to get your mad props.
So you're saying that we stopped that and everyone stopped coming? No one got their props anymore?
There may have been a connection.
Yeah.
There absolutely may have been a connection there. So, we'll do the mad props here in a bit. Or in a little bit. Get in the chat room, people. That's all I got to say. So, yeah, maybe we do need to put down the times. I thought I did in the contact us, but I'm revising a lot of the stuff in the pages on the site. I'll make that improvement. As a matter of fact, Showdown.net, who's listening, and they're sitting in here in the chat room. Very cool to have you guys. One of our syndicates, a very pro wrestling heavy syndicate. So I got to brag about the geekiest thing I bought on Sunday.
Okay, what's that?
And then I'll get to what I was going to get to before the break.
Riff Special Edition?
No. No. Not that geeky. I was out. We have two outlet malls here in Vegas. We have one way on the south end of the strip and one way near downtown near Fremont Street. And I went to the one downtown. I was actually meeting my wife because she was doing some shopping. And we met there at the food court for lunch, had some Subway, whatnot. But as I was walking to the food court, I saw this little kiosk called the Squared Circle. Duh. Wrestling stuff. So I'm like, oh, man, there's some cool stuff there. And I was looking, and I'm like, but I got to go and I got to get lunch. I'm on my lunch break at work. I don't want to be late. So I get back to on my way out, I stop, and I look and gawk a little more, and I see the absolute coolest fucking thing ever.
Uh-oh.
And it was this wrestling belt. It was a pro wrestling belt.
Don't
Hold on.
Ever make a fucking Star Wars
I
toy
never
jumping.
Did. I yeah, never
okay,
did.
That was Murphy. That was Murphy.
I never did.
Okay, because, let's hear about this belt, man.
Okay. I am a fan of old WCW. As horrible as it was.
Was that the one with the Kevin, the skinny family? No, not WCW. I'm thinking way back.
You're
I'm thinking
something else.
I'm thinking, you're thinking the NWA. That's the one.
Oh, like Von Erich family?
Yeah, the Von Erich. Shit,
well,
that's what I'm thinking of.
NWA turned into WCW.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was a connection.
What I saw was a WCW United States Championship belt. Now, to me, that belt was awesome because it was defended a hell of a lot more than the World Championship. It actually, in my opinion, was more esteemed of a belt because it was never awarded to David Arquette. It was also, Arquette, contested more often than not. Well, anyhow, I see a mini version. This thing is only, it's a full belt, three plates, the main plate, the two little side plates, and six buttons, two by two, and it's only about a foot wide and only about three and a half, four inches tall. So it barely, it'd fit on your wrist is what it would do.
Damn.
But it was the coolest damn belt. So I'm like, you know what? I'm separating myself from $50 or whatever it was. I have to buy the belt. So right now in my office, I have this itty-bitty, teeny-weeny championship metal and leather, pleather championship belt. I'm a geek.
I mean, did anybody say anything in the office about it? Or no one's even
Everybody in the office just rolled their eyes at me. Because I did show it off in the office. Not like I could wear it, because I'm definitely not a size negative 20. But I was like, look at this. This is so cool. And they were, I'm a nerd. Pure and simple. I'm hardcore nerd, but wrestling story. I love that, though. I mean, it was just a cool belt.
Sometimes you see something, and for some reason, you just feel like you have to buy it. And I got one thing.
You know what? Hold on.
Okay.
Chat room, Oat Shit points out deadmalls.com. Actually, an old spank wagon link. Cool site about dead shopping malls. Shopping malls that went out of business because they never got traffic. Anyhow, you were going to say.
Damn. Oh, I was going to say, I have something. I know you probably would have been pissed if you never got in. You would have thought about it, whatever. And I did one of those. I did something like that. I passed on it, and I've been pissed off ever since for, like, I'd say 5 years now. It still comes up to me every once in a while. Mm-hmm. There was a painting at the swap meet, right?
Oh, boy.
And it was of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it was it was a beautiful painting. But it was like $125.
It was at, was it Velvet?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Okay, you know, because, I mean, you're talking, you know.
Well, I don't think it was nothing. I think it may have been something that may have even been reproduced or whatever. Right. But just how it was made and the painting and everything itself was just beautiful. I mean, you know, art is art. To me, I see, like, people have shit for, like, $1,000 down the street, you know, down the street at the Friday, mm-hmm. First Friday. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But this one was actually something that I would actually spend money to buy.
Cool.
And it was, like, $125, and I talked my fucking self out of it. And every day, I regret, I'm telling you, I think about that painting. I was like, it looked so good right here on my wall.
Yeah, you know, I agree. There's a lot of stuff like that. I get buyer's remorse with a pack of gum. So I'm the same way, but I had to have this belt. Showdown.net in the chat room asked, did it actually have the WCW logo on it, or is it the WWE U.S. title? No, it is the true and genuine WCW
Damn.
Belt. So I was very pleased to get it. It was the WCW
was
U.S.
Was it the only
belt.
One there, or was it a couple there?
It was the only one of those there. They had the Winged Eagle Championship belt, the old WWF belt. Done with black leather, white leather, and blue leather. People remember when Mr. Perfect carried the belt. And Ultimate Warrior, I believe, carried the blue, or I think he carried the yellow. I don't remember. They had a few other ones there. They had the WCW heavyweight belt, the big gold belt, but miniaturized. I know they're out there. There's replicas, but there's also a company out there. And this guy will charge you thousands of dollars, but they make the belts. They make the freaking belts. Full on. And I've played around, like, Mr. Devin Andrews, who comes into the studio once in a while, when he was working local federation, the local UWF federation, his guy that he was managing had the belt, but his guy was very unreliable about showing up to shows. So, you know, Devin carried the belt, and that thing was monster. So I know those belts are really freaking cool. I got to, like, you know, hold it, and he took a picture of me looking like a champion, all scrawny armed as I am. But I really would love to have. That's one of those geek things I would unashamedly have, is a true, honest to God WCW US, you know, US championship belt, US heavyweight belt. So unashamed, no shame whatsoever.
Now you are looking good, man. You don't got no shoulders. Shit.
Yeah, I'm missing them. I'm working on them. I definitely am working on them. All right, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. This is the same phantom line that rang before the show.
Really?
And it's the same freaking result on line four. Line four has no one. Hello? No one on line four.
That's the ghost of Murphy.
That's a ghost of somebody. Hey, we want to remind everyone to give us a call, send us an email, converse with us, chat with us.
Two calls. Nice.
Dude, we're just like last week, we're breaking records here. Call us 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Of course, you can also email us, radio@spankwagon.net. And, of course, join the chat room because, you know, it's pretty hopping in there for all four of us in there. Hey, and I'm very thankful because we've had more people in this chat room since we moved back to traditional IRC. I'm happy. What I was going to say earlier, after talking to Vert and laying down that challenge and getting things like that stupid black book, that ref book,
yeah,
I'm realizing I'm missing fucking around with electronics. I never was really good at it. I'm never really good at anything I do. Just listen to me for 2 hours on a Friday night. You'll figure this out. But I miss screwing around electronics, ham radio gear or CB radio gear, at least in my case, and trying to solder and do stuff like that. So I'm in my mind, I'm trying to think of a project. I want to build something. I want to do something. And I've recently started getting Make Magazine. And they have tons of DIY projects and electronics projects and stupid things. Like, on their online one, they have a build your own Rubik's Cube out of dice.
Fuck.
Oh, that sounds fun. I could do that. So I'm now trying to get it past the step of, boy, I'd like to do that too. Hey, look what I just did. Because that next step is always the hardest, but that urge is there for me for some reason of just tinkering with something.
So, I mean, is it just like childhood thing coming back, or something that you just want to do again, or something?
I just want to do again. I truly miss doing things like that. I mean, I miss playing around on my CBs, and my 2 meter ham radio.
So you just pretty much everything is the same old shit. You get old and you find yourself glued to the goddamn computer and can't get your ass off of it.
And I want it. Yes.
And you want to do something other than look at the goddamn LCD 19 inch fucking screen all day.
And by the way, oh shit, DIY. No, I meant DIY. Damn it. I'm dyslexic or lexdextic or whatever. See, I love this chat room because the minute you fuck up, they're in the background.
You fucked up.
Love it. All right, so should we move along to some news and shit that's happening?
Yes.
I don't want that. I want this. O.J. Simpson is a suspect in a Vegas armed robbery.
Oh, was out here?
Yeah. Dude, you didn't hear that it was out here?
No, I didn't know it was out here. All right, so I barely heard anything about it, so it's going to be mostly new to me.
All right, so here we go. This is from the Associated Press, because I'm ripping shit off from them daily. O.J. Simpson says he only went into the casino hotel room to retrieve memorabilia that he felt was stolen from him. Isotoners. But police are investigating it as an armed robbery and named the fallen football star as a suspect Friday in yet another surprising chapter to his legal saga. In an interview with the Associated Press, which I'm stealing, Simpson insisted there were no guns involved and he only went to the room at the Palace Station Casino to retrieve stolen mementos.
Palace Station.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you're going to love this one. Mementos that included his Hall of Fame certificate. Who gets rid of that? Who gets rid of that? Did he get rid of the blazer too? And a picture of the running back himself, obviously, with J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, that's a memento worth keeping. Woo! All right. It's stuff stolen that's mine. Nobody was roughed up, Simpson told the Associated Press. After OJ's latest alleged run-in with the law, Dan Perry has officially put the juice on notice. He's also had some advice the next time you see him. You know, get here safe. I'm not sure what AP was doing with this, but police captain James Dillon, love that name.
James Dillon.
Said the confrontation was reported as an armed robbery involving guns, but said no weapons had been recovered and stressed that the investigation was still in its infancy. And that was this morning. Simpson was questioned by police immediately after the incident late Thursday, and a formal interview was being arranged. No charges have been filed, and no one was in custody. Simpson said the auction house owner, Tom Riccio, called him several weeks ago to say some collectors have a lot of your stuff and they don't want anybody to know that they're selling it. Simpson, who was in Las Vegas for a friend's wedding, said he arranged to meet Riccio at the hotel. Riccio had set up a meeting with the collectors under the guise that he had a private collector interested in buying Simpson's items. We walked into the room, Simpson said on a telephone interview, and I'm the last one to go in and they all see me and it's like, oh my God. Well, he's so Simpson was accompanied by several men he met allegedly at a cocktail party, and they took the collectibles. So these basically Simpson and thugs walked into a hotel room at Palace Station, which if you guys know anything about Las Vegas, there's a reason you never hear about Palace Station. It's a bingo hall. It's all it ever was. It's all it ever could be. So they took the items, and now he's wanted because it's considered armed robbery, or at least, yeah, it's considered armed robbery because guns were allegedly involved. So that got me thinking today. And that actually plays into something I wanted to play last week about black leaders and blacks in society. And how even the most wonderful people in black society, and this is, yes, directed right to you, Big Daddy, can make some really weird choices and dumb mistakes. And I think this song plays homage to that.
All right, is this the take or what? All right, okay, everybody. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, that's right. All that's good.
Yes, this is.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
Gets worse.
We hope you will enjoy.
Was this part of the soundtrack?
Sing it, children.
I don't know.
Sergeant Pepper's.
I don't think so.
Hot club, baby.
God, I hope not.
Sit back and let the evening go.
Boys.
Sergeant Pepper's lonely. Sergeant Pepper's lonely.
You can't even get down with this. You can't even snap your fingers to this.
I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know that the singer's gonna sing a song, and he wants you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that. That's good, isn't it? That's Bill Cosby. Yeah. Woo. Why?
I would get words for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, and it'd be okay, but, man, he was constipated there. And I've never heard, you know, gospel singers have, like, constipation like that.
I'll try to see why music for maniacs did. Sergeant Pepper's, Bill Cosby's Lonely Hearts of the seven notes in the Western musical scale. He had six wrong ones.
Are you looking at a review?
Yeah.
Hey, here's something brought up in the chat room by Showdown.net. The Patriots. Boy, did Bill Belichick get his ass handed to him. Yes. They were caught videotaping the other sideline looking for signals. You've heard about that, right?
Dude,
oh, God. What are you reading?
I just got a picture, dude.
You got a picture?
Yeah, you have to post that.
Okay. Oh, my God. I will look that up because I... Yeah, that... Woo. I'm sorry. It's a bad photo of Bill Cosby.
I think that's it.
That's him.
Hooray for the Salvation Army band. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the Sergeant Pepper song. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so we'll...
I know. All right, well, Bill Belichick, yes. Videotape it. Well, the thing is, man, since I am a dedicated Patriots fan and not a bandwagon fan, I liked them when they had a shitty-ass blood, so yes, I liked them. The thing is, you know, he's probably done it a couple games. I doubt he did it every game. But one thing you don't do is that you split up. That's like me and you having a dispute, right?
Right.
Right, and so we split up and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I go and do a show and try to blast you on the show using gimmicks that you know is yours that you can report and sue me.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know this person, you and this person's at odds, right?
Yep.
So you go and do what him and Mangini probably did together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then videotape it, Mangini probably hired the motherfucker. That's how he probably turned around and said, oh, no, this motherfucker did it. This motherfucker, can you believe this motherfucker
has
a nerve? Yeah, the videotape me? That's why the motherfucker didn't make it to the halftime.
Nice. Now, here's the thing now. The fines were handed down. I want to say it was like $500,000 for Belichick, $250,000 for the organization.
And a first-round draft pick if they go to the playoffs. It's the first round.
Which people say may happen.
If they don't go to the playoffs, and it's a second and third, they lose both. Yeah, they got an ass.
Why do you think they needed to cheat like that? Why do you think they needed so desperately to pull that information?
I think the team honestly really don't. But I think Belichick, probably in the past, it may have paid off in some ways. And not so much... What people believe, not so much the first game, but the second game when they play the Jets again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not so much, you know, it maybe been a lot more conference teams, but, you know, you get the first game, and then the second game you kind of recognize, and then you set your defense for it. That's what people believe that he did it. And that, and I think he, you know, some people start to get kind of paranoid, and, you know, he's just used to win, and then mm-hmm. just you start doing fucking desperate measures to keep that edge, you know, especially since, you know, they fell out of the playoffs for the last 2 years. Yeah. So
do you think his team knew this was going on? Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on a sideline in a football game.
And the thing is, the reason why, you know, I hear a lot of things, particularly in this, that's why I know it so well, because I've been listening to it so much because it's my team. But from what people say, it's like the players, I don't think the majority of them don't know, because they said that they would have, that the players probably would have finked on them a long time ago. You know, because he has pissed off and cut a lot of good players. And, you know, and then, you know, somebody by then probably would have said, you know, by the way, da-da-da-da-da. So I don't think the players 100% knew. Maybe some of the top players. Maybe like Tom Brady.
I was going to say, what about poster boy quarterback?
Maybe Brady knew. And I definitely know Bob Kraft knew. You know the management's got to know.
Yeah.
It's not that you're going to not know. But what Belichick did is he did the company Boy Scout. You know, he went out there, you know, apologized like the players had nothing to do with it. Apologize like, you know, Bob Kraft and the management didn't have nothing to do with it. And take the blunt of blame, because he knows that they're not going to turn around and fire him. You know what I mean? His job is secure.
Yep.
So, you know, he's just going to go in the press, and no one liked him to start with. So everyone's just going to hate him twice as much as they did before. So.
All right. So fair enough. Now, you mentioned that, you know, players may not have known. What about just throwing – well, what about just using the binoculars from the box?
Man, it's so many ways. And this is the thing. They'll tell it's like it's how they make it sound. It's like he was Barry Bonds and the only one to use steroids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yep. You know, that's what they make it like. It's like no one else, you know, he's used it for a couple of times. You know, he did this, but because Belichick did it. And don't tell me that with some that teams don't cheat. You know, you got all these people, and Brett Favre is on there talking about, like, you know, oh, this and that. But he was trying to get into people's contracts and shit, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He's on other people's business. And then LaDainian Tomlinson's making jokes, but his fucking teammate, Sean, you know, he was still cheating doing steroids. So, you know, it's like everybody, you know, everyone wants to edge because everyone wants to win. And Belichick, he has a foundation of winning, so he's going to do what he has to do to win. And I don't think he's the only one. I think he was the one that everyone suspected. So that's the one that got busted. But I think he mostly got busted because he tried to do it on Mangini. Mangini went to that and said, hey, you know what?
I know that camera.
That's what got him caught.
Yeah. And never mind the fact that in the booth, in the box, there are sets of binoculars that are sold out there with a digital camera built in. But hey.
I know. It's like, who couldn't record out of the whole fucking, like, 40,000 people? Anyone could be out there recording shit and giving to, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, no.
What's next? The you know, they scan the crowds for cameras and confiscate them like they do at movie theaters.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So all these teams are like, oh, we should have won that game, and no, you shouldn't. You were two and 14. You weren't winning no fucking games.
You know what? Let's talk a little bit more. Let's go a little more sports and then go to a break.
Okay.
Here at Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. This past week. Let's just talk about the upset. I mean, there's really no other upset like the upset.
What, Appalachian State?
No. This is next week. Same team, though, Michigan.
Michigan, and they lost to
Oregon. And they lost spectacularly.
They got the asses kicked.
You know, Appalachian was least close. Oregon was damn near a shutout.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of good plays, but it was damn near a shutout. And let me just say this, that very interesting football weekend last weekend. This weekend's coming up to be maybe the same. Everybody's hoping that Michigan can figure out what's going on because they're only going against Notre Dame, who is in the same boat.
And then Wisconsin almost lost to UNLV.
Which would have been great, but I'll tell you what. UNLV.
There's two times this year that we could have got those fuckers, man. That's what
we beat them in basketball.
Oh, yeah, we did beat them. We lost to Oregon.
We lost to Oregon. We owned Wisconsin in the basketball game
to
get to Sweet 16. Yeah. But here's the thing. I will say this. I'm very impressed with UNLV, and I feel that this is a positive win, a positive loss, because they were so close. They held it for so long. If they screw up Hawaii, they got the wrong message from this. If they don't screw up with Hawaii, great. But if Hawaii also does their little foofy dance at the beginning of the game, hey, it's free yardage. But anyhow, of course, I'm from Iowa. Of course, this weekend on the Versus Network, check your listings and channel and all that good stuff. But Iowa versus Iowa State, it should be a pretty much blowout game if you want to see an easy game. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to play more crap music. Everybody else says it is, so I'll just believe them.
Bill Cosby signs hooray for the Salvation Army Band.
No.
$8.
I already.
$12.97.
I already removed Bill from the playlist. If you want, we can listen to Papa Joe's Clothes.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I know. This is what he closes on. All right, enough trash talking to him. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. SpankWagon.net.
Spank Wagon. Jello. All right. Take us away, man.
And the
Remember when I said this show was very unpolished? Whoops. Mental notes, hit all the buttons twice. Oops. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, I'm your host, Trencher.
Big Daddy Decaf. Now I'm trying to go back and think about all the shit I said. It's just like,
well, we never badmouthed the listener.
Yeah, I know.
We bitched about Bill Cosby.
Okay.
And we did this.
All
right. That had to have come over. Because you're talking like this out here. Maybe.
Okay.
But when you do this. I don't think that was best. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. I forget to turn off mics during our break. I'm retarded. I'll never deny the fact that I make stupid mistakes. This is why I'm not in real radio. This is why I'm in pretend radio. Dumb mistakes.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome to 98.5. And he's like, all right.
The mics are off, and I'm like, oh, shit. And they hear that because that's when the mics come on.
And you're like, we have to let you go.
Can I get a paycheck? No. No paycheck.
So what other topics is burning on that paper, man?
Burning. Well, if you want to do quick hits, I got a couple quick hit news articles here.
Okay, yeah.
The first one here, and I love this, eBay find. Dr. Death's Cadillac on eBay. This is back in on the 12th. Well, actually, what is today?
Oh, Kevorkian?
Yeah, 14th, so a couple days ago.
Is he still alive or is he dead?
He's alive.
He just got out, didn't he?
Yeah, recently. This is, I think I got this one from autoblog.com. It never ceases to amaze us how many autos with interesting histories go up for sale on eBay. Only last month, we saw Sean Connery's BMW 6 Series go under the virtual hammer. And now, the Cadillac once owned by Dr. Death himself, Jack Kevorkian, listed in eBay's automotive section. For those who don't recall, Kevorkian was the controversial American pathologist made famous for his support of euthanasia for terminally ill patients. And is most noted for his profound statement, dying is not a crime. Kevorkian even went to jail in 1999 for second-degree murder when he was accused of poisoning a 52-year-old Michigan man a year earlier. Being a native of the Motor State, there is only one make a well-to-do doctor would have had on their list, and that's a Cadillac. The car is a 1989 White DeVille that has been signed by Kevorkian himself and comes with all original registration details for the would-be buyer. There are plenty of pics posted on the on eBay, including some of Kevorkian actually signing the car. So you can find Kevorkian's Cadillac up on eBay.
So you just make a bid. They don't say what the beginning bid is.
It doesn't say. It's not in this post. So yeah. I'm assuming if you go into eBay, you should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Something for the college group. The SoCal College offers a YouTube class. And this is in Claremont, California. A YouTube class. Dream come true for web addicts. College credit for watching YouTube. Pitzer College, P-I-T-Z-E-R, College, this fall began offering what may be the first course about video sharing. About 35 students meet in the classroom but work mostly online, where they view YouTube content and post their comments. Class lessons are also posted, and students are encouraged to post videos themselves. One class member, for instance, posted a 1 minute, 36 second video of him juggling. That's for class credit, my friends.
Now he's juggling balls that's not of his own, right?
It's YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not 18 or plus type stuff. Alexandria Yunez. It almost says, huh, yes. A media studies professor at the liberal arts college said she was underwhelmed by the content on YouTube.
Underwhelmed?
Yes. Underwhelmed.
Is that a fucking word?
Yes, it is. Underwhelmed. You're overwhelmed with excitement down. I mean, you're disappointed.
Yeah,
underwhelmed.
I never heard anyone say underwhelmed before.
Well, bitch, I just said it.
All right.
Quoting her. So she's the bitch who just said it to me. In a roundabout way. The content on YouTube, but set up the course anyway, learning from YouTube to explore the role of the popular site. Class members control most of the class content, and YouTube watchers from around the world are encouraged to comment. She hopes the course will raise serious issues about YouTube, such as the role of corporate-sponsored democratic media expression. Okay, you teach at a fucking community college. Just the fact that they don't click nothing but boobies links are fucking amazing. YouTube is a phenomenon that should be studied, student Darren Grossi said. You can learn a lot about American culture and just internet culture in general. So
yeah, like two girls kissing.
You know,
and what's the other one? Someone's 3-minute hacky sack hitting video and shit like that.
Exactly.
American culture, baby.
American culture, you know, the break dancers or people who are making their own bad movies. 2 minutes of someone lighting their farts on fire is in your class curriculum, and you want it there. You are paying. Now, think about this, though.
Yeah.
You are paying an institution to let you watch YouTube videos when you know damn well you could just go into the lab, put on a set of earbuds, and you're doing that anyway instead of your homework. But now you get to pay someone else to do this.
Ridiculous. Smart on the school's part, though.
To make money by letting people pay for this class? Yeah, totally. Brilliant for the school. So, but yeah, I got to wonder, though, you know, YouTube being what it is it really that cultural compass we think it is?
Well, I'm trying to think of things that I saw. Well, you know, you can see the Britney Spears fat video, I guess.
She wasn't fat.
I don't think that's what I said. But everyone says she's fat. No. I looked at it. I think she looked good. She has a mass to go off that big ass hair.
Thank you. But you know what? I did realize, and I posted this in the KC host forums. She's got no soul.
Damn.
None whatsoever. I mean, in both the theological sense
yeah.
but also the musically sense.
Yeah.
Bitch ain't got no soul. And she acted like it on stage. She acted like she was just a walking dead lump of nothing.
That had to be the coldest shot I heard this week.
But is it true?
Lump of nothing. Yes. It is true. She was on stage where it was like it was no soul, no enthusiasm,
nothing.
Just kind of shake her ass a little bit. She didn't sing. She lip sing, you know.
Right.
And lip sync was all off and shit.
And they couldn't pan the camera out far enough, fast enough for that lip sync. But also, do you look at the? I mean, the one audience member that I even remember that, and they went to him for the CNN clips on this, 50 Cent. He looked like he'd rather be out getting shot again.
Yeah. And there was some chicks laughing. It was just some girls. And they were just cracking up.
So. Your 15 minutes are well beyond over. You know, go worry
Oops,
about.
I did it again. Skip I ate Popeye's chicken and a double biscuit meal. And I left my kid in the drive-thru.
Oh.
Phoebe, baby, one more time. Yes, your time is over, Brittany.
Way gone.
But I must admit. You have a nice ass. So it's about time you got ass to go with that big ass head. Because she had a big head and a little body. And everyone's like, oh, she's fine. She never was fine to me.
No.
She never was until she started getting a little ass. She got some ass on there. I was like, that's good, girl. Now go do what you're good at. Suck dick. Because you ain't seeing no more, bitch.
Well, she obviously sucked the wrong dick because she went for a guy who was poorer than her.
Yeah, that is true.
In talent and money.
God damn it, that must be a trend. Whitney Houston, Madonna. Well, anyway.
No. Bobby Brown came from at least decent lineage.
Yes, that's true.
You know, New Edition, and then breaking out on his own. And come on, you know, ain't no luck about me and my situation. I don't care. Come on, I know those lyrics.
Yes, I know. It is a real popular song. So I can take one from Bobby.
It's my prerogative.
I can take one from Bobby.
It's the way that I want to live. It's my prerogative. Okay, look, I know those lyrics, and they're from what? 88, 89?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, he was obviously good at something there. Let's see. Who else did you name? Whitney Houston, who else?
Oh, I said Madonna.
No, Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce.
Well, he's a director. He has some money.
Come on. Yeah. You gotta admit, you gotta love the guy, if anything, for the titles of his movies. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Snatch. Now, what's funny is, I remember one time a few years ago, I was back in Iowa, and my buddy Joker, I was with him, and you know Joker from the forums when I had him up, and he'd call in a couple times here, but I wanted to show him this movie. I said, it's a great movie. You got to watch it. He's like, what's it called? And I go, Snatch. If he didn't just immediately, what the fuck me? What the fuck are you talking about? What is this movie about? No, it's a buddy movie. What? it has this guy named Bullet Tooth Tony. And this dog that eats diamonds. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, you got to watch the movie. It's really good. It's called Snatch. Yeah. And it's not the porn. No, it's not a porn. though. But I don't know if he's even seen it yet. Yeah. The name, you know, the name probably scares him. He's like, "Hey, honey, let's go out and watch Snatch."
Why don't want to watch my Snatch? No, I mean, it's, but then he tries to explain it. But it's
but it's a movie that Mark watches
with dogs that eat diamonds.
Yeah, with you know, it's hard to explain sometimes. Very hard to explain sometimes. All right, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, doing some quick news bits. Here's another one. Actually, this isn't a news bit. I don't know where this originated, but I got this from the KC Host forums. I go to their forums a lot. I recommend everybody else does too, because their forums actually get way more traffic than my forums ever did.
Not that I'm jealous.
Three things to ponder: cows, the Constitution, and the Ten Commandments. Cows. Is it just me, or does anyone else find it amazing that our government can track down a single cow born in Canada almost 3 years ago, right to the stall where she sleeps in the state of Washington, and they tracked her calves to their stalls, but they're unable to locate 11 million illegal aliens wandering around our country? Maybe we should give each of them a cow. The Constitution. They keep talking about drafting a constitution for Iraq. Why don't we just give them ours? It was written by a lot of really smart guys. It has worked for over 200 years. And we're not using it anymore.
Damn.
And finally, the Ten Commandments. The real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in a courthouse is this: thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not lie. Put that in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a very hostile work environment.
Yes.
So three things to ponder. I love that. I saw that post and I was like, that's brilliant. You know, whoever, I mean, it's obviously a comedian who wrote that, but that's brilliant. That's absolutely positively brilliant. That's my quick hits. That's my quick news for the week.
It's funny you bring up the Constitution, because we've been going through to my political science class. You know, the teacher's like, you know, he keeps on making the comments about how did this document stay so long and how did it change, and these guys are so smart. And I must say, digging through it, I am impressed with some of the things they did say, because I didn't, you know, it's more like, you know, you think about it, and a lot of people who are a lot of uneducated shows with me, half of Vegas, but I said that loud, you know, don't even know what the fuck the Constitution is to start with, but, you know, don't know a lot of things in it. There's a lot of things that I found out that was, like, pretty interesting that it is, you know, still today. And then you see a lot of things that are tweaked, and then the teacher always used the word, well, the language was open. Yeah, open to change it as much as you need to, you know.
Right. You know, and the problem I have is it's not necessarily that the language is open, but, I mean, if you realize, the Constitution was written to deal with everything it's dealing with today.
Yeah.
But that also means dealing with having parts of it removed. Because it really didn't specify that you could just stop something in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Or that you highly, strongly recommended shouldn't just stop using the Constitution for things. So, I don't know. We're in a
like declaring war?
Yeah, really.
the last war we declared was World War II. No one's declared a war. You know, Congress hasn't declared a war.
They don't declare war. They declare police actions. Yeah. You know, they declare police actions like Korea and Vietnam. And now, I mean, the first Desert Storm, the second Desert Storm, for lack of a better word. So, yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know. I don't have it on me now, but I used to all the time have a copy of the Constitution on me.
Damn.
You know, there's something about it. You know, I remember this after 9/11, which, you know, we've just hit the 6 year anniversary of 9/11. People were waving their flags, and that's when I grabbed a Constitution, because I knew it. And I'm one of those I told you so people. I'm a dickhead like that. The first thing that was going to happen was all these weird changes to our laws. And now, I mean, even online, there's polls that are saying that like 67% of the United States is worse, that say the United States is worse off than it was before 9/11. So, yeah, it's very scary. And people were waving the flags and putting flags on their cars and letting them eat trash, which I thought was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
All those ratty flags.
I know.
But no one really talked about the Constitution.
Nope.
No one. No one talked about that document, because a flag is our nation's symbol, but the Constitution is our nation's cornerstone, our foundation. So important, so necessary, but so neglected, so ignored, very sadly.
Yep.
So, now that I've killed everything with political talk,
let's go back to some upbeat, snazzy talk.
Yep. Switching gears here. In the chat room. Yeah, we'll do med props right now. Why don't we? Toe says, why don't you put the official SWR form on KC Host? Good idea. You know, it's a good thought. I don't know why I've never thought about doing that. Maybe I can talk to Juke. Ocha then goes on, LV Rocks toasted their site a long time ago, didn't they? Yep. The forum just wasn't picking up here. I don't know. It's hard getting forums going because you can't get, well, like Ocha here, Toe, he has the Ars Anime forums. I believe it's arsanime.com. Always alive forums. You have forums that are out there that do get a ton of use. Tribal forums, for example, something I know that Murph posts, a couple of people I know post too. But very hard to get forums to launch.
Just interest or people like going to it and
going to it. I think you got to get people there. You know, that's always tough with any website. I've tried three different versions of Spankwagon. I think the second version, I'm actually leaning back to going to because it had more. It was more than what this third version, current version is. But it's always hard to kind of gauge that stuff. Just keep trying. Speaking of bringing things back, why don't we bring it? And I'm so sad because I couldn't find a clicker licker in the damn studio. But we're going to do something we used to do years ago because we are back to the old chat room. We're going to give out the official. Oh, Jesus. Do I even have the music? I don't even have the music anymore for this. Hold on. Do I even have the old mad props?
Oh, I can get mad props to 50 cents now.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea.
What about the Bill Cosby Sgt. Pepper?
Ooh. No. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I know. I did have it. I absolutely do have it. I'm so happy I actually kept it because I'm a digital pack rack. I keep everything in a file in a corner somewhere.
Multiple hard drives.
Multiple
shit.
Hard drives. Flash drives.
Shit. Yes. I know.
Shit's everywhere. Hold on, I gotta. Yep, there it is. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm in with the out crowd.
You've never heard this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we give out our
Mad Props!
You know that part.
Yes, I know that part.
This is where we acknowledge you, our Spank Wagon Live listeners, by giving you mad props. So first, let's give it out to all of two people in the chat room. Building things back up.
Build it up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Close the mic.
These suck.
This shit is.
All right, we'll do it again, though. Let's give a mad props to Virtual One.
Mad props.
And also, hey, let's give it up to also Showdown.net, Showdown.net, who was hanging out in the chat room.
Mad props.
Yes.
Don't forget about Joe from New York.
Oh, he was a caller. Mad props is for chat room. Callers get it right then and there, man. It's instant gratification. All right. Thank you, everybody, hanging out in the chat room because you've gotten your mad props. You know, I just realized what you're doing there, being a sim with a damn rainbow horn of.
That's exactly what it's like.
You know, my question is,
where the fuck do these come from?
That's my question. Why are these in the studio?
I have no fucking clue.
At what point did one show say, this is a good idea? Hey, guys, you're listening to Wacky Radio.
We're the wackiest of the wackiest.
We tell jokes! Can you imagine 2 hours of this? Spank Wagon Radio! Fucking beat me down now.
Where is this good? I don't want to know why.
I don't know. Vert points out what happened to the copy of RWA. We used to play a game called Marathon, and he built a level. I love this because it was a level that involved our workplace. He built a map of our office, like complete office from the front door to the back door and the side areas and a few hidden areas so we could shoot up people in our office. It was brilliant. And I lost my copy of it. And he's lost his copy of it. So
how long ago was that?
Oh, God. That was 10 years ago.
Damn.
More?
Yeah.
Jesus, that was years and years and years ago. I love it, though. Mad props. While we're letting the music play, we're both taking drinks from yelling. There's a sign you're getting old. All right, so, shit. 10 minutes ago, and I think we just ran out of fucking shit. we were bragging and patting ourselves on the back.
Like, this good shit. Yeah, I know, time's going by so fast.
10 minutes ago, and we're like, fuck it.
Well, let me see. What are
I'm surprised Murph didn't call in. Murph more normally calls in when he's doing work.
Yeah, I know.
Like, maybe he was that phantom caller.
Probably, that's what I'm saying. He's probably trying to call in. Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a big fucking cock. You know.
You gotta love that, though. That caller called in and asked about your watermelonectomy, which we talked about last week.
I bet you did. Yeah, okay, let's bring that shit up, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, basically it was another... You know how we make fun of Murph when Murph's gone, or...
Yeah.
You know, or in, you when you're gone. Well, yeah, we said you're out doing a very important watermelonectomy. You really ought to listen to that podcast, okay, like our podcast listeners.
Yes. So. And I will tune in for that. I will definitely listen for that one.
That was fun. I miss doing Mad Props.
I know. Mad Props felt good, man.
Felt good doing that. Just being stupid and doing it.
Just let it out of your system, Mad Props.
Mad Props. Wait. Woosa. Okay, you think we can annoy all of our listeners for the last 10 minutes by doing... It's like a Muppet show. You know, not a Muppet show, a Sesame Street episode. Today, kids, Spank Wagon Radio was given to you by the letter A. What would he sound like without the cones on him?
That was probably dead. Oh.
Just not as loud.
Sound like the Mexican car horn. Mexican car horn in traffic.
Hey! Hey, you! Hey. Pull over! Hey, let me see the other one real quick. Wait, ready? That's the police! No, I don't know.
Oh, shit. So...
Fucking $5 piece of plastic.
So what you got planned this? Yeah, well, we didn't do that. What you got planned this weekend?
This weekend, let's see. My wife's gone back to school, so my days are now shot. Because she's going back to school, so I get, you know, and I'm not complaining.
I mean, going back like another semester going back, or going back totally?
Another semester. She's already got her master's. Mm-hmm. So she has, as a teacher, she has to go back for more and more and more education. So she's
to
going back.
Here?
Huh?
To teach here?
Yeah. To teach anywhere. You have to get way more than just a master's education.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. Because I'm constantly paying for it. I have
Does she ever get paid back for it is the question.
Not as much as it's worth. She's taken $6,000 worth of classes to make a $3,000 raise, you know? Just in the long run, maybe it'll work out. No. Well, what am I saying?
God, the school district.
I'm gonna put this right in front of everybody. I have a degree. Yes, I have an associate's fucking clown degree. Okay, you know, because that's about as much time and effort as I put into it, and that's my fault. That's absolutely my fault. My wife has got a master's plus. Like, she's gonna be on 32 hours here soon,
damn,
which is like the highest you can go for a teacher in the pay scale without becoming a doctorate. And, so what she's doing now is she can do online classes. She has this, like, this focus and constitution of no, like, willpower, like you wouldn't believe, to do something and get it done. So we decided, though, that, you know, when she got her master's, she got it online. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple years ago, about 90, God, had been before my boy was born, so 92, 93. Worked out 92, 93, 2002,
2003. All right, boy, you have me all kinds of twisted. I said, I know. Kid of is not fucking 11. That is the smallest goddamn kid I've ever seen in my life.
What can I say? I just feed him coffee.
You saw my eyes twitch. My eyes was like,
what the fuck?
What?
That was a what the fuck expression. No, but
I said, did they even have online classes in 94? They didn't even exist.
Yeah, they did. They were through Gopher. Yep, that was it. They were through Gopher. So anyhow, she did the online thing. She got her degree. It was awesome. You know, worked out really fucking well. I never went back to school really seriously until later on, and then I finally figured out what to do. So let me boast a little. I have honors.
Damn.
With my associate. I'm sorry. That's just cheese on top of a burger, really.
I think I'm going to have honors probably with my associates, too, so we'll be in the same club.
Woo!
Associates with honor, baby.
Where was I going with this conversation? Oh, yeah. Education. No, was it? Yeah. So
it was education.
She's doing it online again because, believe it or not, I'm still paying damn near as much as I was for her to go to a classroom, but less, and she gets to control her time more. But last time she was in the classroom for this, she would be gone to the classroom for literally, a full day on Saturday.
Damn.
She'd leave at 8 in the morning, or she'd leave at 7 in the morning, show up at 5 in the evening. I mean, it was an all-day thing.
Yeah.
So now she's doing the education thing, and it rocks because it's all online. But we decided that Kenneth's a handful. And Kenneth is in that terrible two, but he's also a mama's boy. When mommy's around, you know, there is no daddy. There's no sun. There's no moon. There's no stars. There's mommy. Okay, that's what I think. Maybe too much breastfeeding. I'm not sure. Not enough breastfeeding, maybe. Maybe I should have joined in. I don't know. But the point is, you know, trying to do an online school and saying mommy's at school and really she's in the bedroom is going to be a big fucking lie, and it's going to be distracting. It's going to be distracting for her. It's going to be way distracting for Kenneth.
Because if she finds out that she's gone, then he's
fine.
I mean,
he doesn't wake out when she leaves, you know. But I know if he's there, he's going to want to be up in her ass all the time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, you know, he's not like a mama's boy where he does nothing but cry if he's not with his mom. No, he's not that bad. I made it sound worse than it is. But when mommy is around, when the wife is around, his nose is in her ass solidly, and it annoys the hell out of her because we're trying to break him of it. You know, it's nice. It's sweet. Oh, he loves me. Oh, but get his ass nose out of my ass. Go play. Go do something. But, yeah, so she's going to be leaving to go study and do her homework and do the video courses and stuff like that. And so that means that now on Saturdays, again, we decided to do it early in the morning, have your rest of your day free. If you can only go for 4 hours, great. So that's the plan. We're going to see how it works out tomorrow. So that means no more going out for me.
Damn.
Because I got to get up early every day of the week
now. Oh, Saturday, huh? Yeah.
Saturday's my Sunday.
Yeah.
So figure that one out. And so that means I get up early every day of the week. I don't get a day to sleep in. So like nights like last night happened where I get home, I have supper, 6 o'clock, I go to bed, and I sleep till 6 in the morning the following morning.
Damn.
That's my weekend. How's yours? It took me 7 minutes to explain 2 minutes worth of shit.
Oh, no.
Real radio, kids.
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. I just went to a wedding last week. And
damn.
Yeah, it's like back-to-back weddings. And the thing is, man, you go to the weddings. You know, you sit through the reception, especially when you've done this shit like years back. And she's like, you know, you look back, you see it, right? And you're like, I on my wedding, I didn't spend tons of money. And this last wedding, I must say, was really good because the reception was quick. I hate fucking 5-hour receptions.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Is it the reception? The actual wedding part?
The wedding
The ceremony.
The ceremony.
Yeah, no, I hate 5-hour ceremonies.
Was it a Catholic ceremony?
Huh?
5-hour ceremony, was it Catholic?
No. Let me back it up. It was like a 10-minute. It wasn't a Catholic one. If it was a Catholic one, then that's like, that's
our
like 2 hours.
Our Father who art in heaven.
That's extreme.
Give me now, kiss the bride.
But this lady was there. She did it real fast. It was kind of like, it was so fast, you only got like 5 pictures and shit. You know, it was like.
Do you? Get the fuck out.
We went and had the reception. And that was great.
And that was a 5-hour party.
That was a 5-hour party. So I can't complain about that one.
Let me ask you a question about wedding receptions. I've been to a few weddings. And, you know, I'm not a social person to begin with. So this one's a little tough for me. But do you understand why everybody gets so drunk at a wedding reception?
Why?
Do you know why? Because is it because people are so just at that point realizing what they've just done with their lives that they have to drown it out?
Well, I must say, I think I've been the wedding I was probably the least trash at was probably my own. To tell you the truth, because
I was so tired of mine.
That's what it was, because I was so tired, because when we did it, we didn't have it like in a fancy restaurant. We did it at Lorenzi Park. And it had this area of $500.
Wait, Lorenzi?
No. It's listen to me.
The ghetto park in town.
The ghetto park. But there was a nice room. You know, they have a room that it was really nice, really big. and really cheap. It was $500.
Huh,
that's
okay.
It. So we you know, but we had to do our own setup. So on our wedding day, we had people were setting up tables. We were doing all this shit, and I had to go back and get dressed to go back to do our wedding. So we were like tired of shit.
Yeah, my wedding was pretty simple. I mean, I was able to pull my wedding off for about $4,000, $5,000 I think at the most. That was tuxes, that was reception, that was everything. I mean, the church was free because my wife was a member of the church. The reception was at what's called the Isaac Walton League. It's a hunting club, and I'm not a hunter. So our wedding photos, like,
you got like deers and shit in the background.
That's exactly it. Our wedding photos have like fish mounts and deer mounts. And we tried to avoid putting too many pictures in that area because it wasn't us, but it was a cheap fucking room. Vert points out, they have a friend of theirs. He has a friend of theirs who the parents paid for the wedding. Great big wedding ceremony. Then the woman gets divorced and remarried.
Yeah, I know. I know a couple of those where people just pay like $50,000 in a wedding and then they'll last a year and shit.
Yeah. Weddings shouldn't be that expensive. No. I mean, yes, it's a big, memorable ceremony. But the ceremony itself, the getting married, should be more memorable than the fact that you had imported flowers being thrown by some stupid brat who had a runny nose.
And on top of it, food. Like the food, I must admit, this wedding did have decent food, but sometimes you'd be at the weddings and the food is like terrible. You know, they have it catered or whatever, but you get this like, you know, you know, like two pieces of lettuce, the chicken's like overdone
dry.
And all that shit. So this is what I did at my wedding.
Yeah.
Since we was in the room, it was like no cater or whatever.
Not mine. Loose meat sandwiches. I shit you not. On like, you know, a bunch of loose meat sandwiches, fruit and veggies. Yeah. I mean, we went so cheap.
On mine, instead of getting gifts for my family, because we already had a house and shit. So I told everybody, I said, don't give me gifts. I want you guys to do is go and buy all the bake the food, cook the food, buy all the food, buy all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Instead of getting gifts. And they did it. And I tell you what. People are going up for seconds.
Yep.
He was going for thirds because it was all like home,
good food.
All good ass food.
There
you know,
go.
Feels like God damn, this is much better than the pizza shit salad they give you the little cherry with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now here's
or
the thing.
Tomato. Yeah.
Maybe Vert can help me with this one, but I got married. It's been 9 years now.
Ooh.
Been married 9 years.
Mother to father to son.
Yeah, and I'm Catholic, but it was a Presbyterian wedding because she's not Catholic, you know, and they don't. Yeah. It's like they don't see other religions or their people. I don't even remember the gift I got all my groomsmen. I don't. I remember my tuxes because I see the pictures on the wall every once in a while.
That's
but
a good
I don't remember the gift I got my groomsmen.
Did I give my groomsmen?
And
yet?
Vert, I know, was one of my groomsmen. So was Joker. And so was a friend of mine named Kevin. So, yeah, it's very, you know, I'm sitting there going, you're talking about this. I'm like, I don't remember that fucking thing. When did I get my groomsmen for a gift? I don't remember.
Did I give my groomsmen something?
It's supposed to be tradition. I don't remember I did. Maybe that's how cheap I really am.
I mean, I got a bottle of Jack for my friend, for my best friend. A little bottle of Jack.
Well, of course. You,
shot glass with my name on it, so that's pretty nice stuff.
Well, of course, and yeah. you worship that glass, and we know that. So, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, you just said what you... Oh, it's time.
It's time.
Damn.
Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Wow. That was... fun 2 hours.
It was a fun 2 hours.
Thank you, Decaf. Got to point out, we really appreciate everybody listening, and we want to say a big thank you to everyone who listens live, joins us, and listens to the podcast. We appreciate you. Also want to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates, LV Rocks. They let us play in their studio. Flash
Yay.
FM.
Yay.
Let's not forget other syndicates, though. Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Webmix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and Nomad Radio Network. And remember, if we're not live...
You can find us on the archive.
You can find us at podcast.lvrocks.com. And of course, we love our friends, myspace.com/spankwagon. You can find us there. Big thanks to all of our callers. Both of you called in. Big thanks to everybody hanging out in the chat room.
Both of you. This is Spank Wagon Radio. It's been a Spank Wagon production, written and produced by Spank Wagon, certified by Spank Wagon, and you can masturbate on spankwagon.net.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, maybe to my picture, they think, if they're a hot chick. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not live and you are a podcast listener, we do have the email address, comments, criticisms, critiques. Dirty photos of your woman's breasts.
Nice.
We get them. Radio@spankwagon.net. We'd love to hear from you. Again, for the absent Murphy.
Hi, this is Murphy. I have a big cock and I'm sucking on him right now.
All right, hey, no, better yet, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And we'll see you next week. Oh, wait, Murphy always insists we say this.
Retards out!
We'll be right back.